When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
All right, there's a new book out there called Plant Power. Flip your plate, change your weight. It's not a book to go completely vegan, but this diet delivers the most flavorful and favorable plant-based foods to their plates. It's a detailed, easy to implement 4-week programs, and it's flipping your meat, like 70% meat, 30% plants, to 30% meat, 70% plants, leading to natural weight loss, better sleep, helping you with stress, keeping you full and satisfied. A regular to our program is Dr. Ian Smith, and he joins us tonight. Hey, Dr. Ian.
Hey, Dave. Great to join you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Are you out and about? Are you in Chicago today? Because I know it's Easter weekend. A lot of people are out of town. Or are you back home?
I'm in the city. I was just in Dallas on tour earlier today, so I'm back in the city.
Nice. Very good. Very, very good. Well, tell me about the concept behind this plant-based diet. Because, I've been reading your books for years. It's actually really done, you know, wonders for me, my weight, and it just kind of changes your mindset on things. But now you're going in this direction to plant and a little bit more of those greens and fruits on your plate. Explain that.
Well, I'm a big believer that the vast majority of Americans do not want to be vegan or vegetarian, though there's nothing wrong with that, and there are plenty of vegan and vegetarians. But I think most people would like to still have some meat in their life and some seafood. And so I think that most people want to increase the amount of plant-based foods that they eat. They eat, decrease the amount of red meat that they eat, and I think that strikes a wonderful balance for most people. And so this book is based on my own personal journey. I love red meat as much as anybody. I love steak. I love cheeseburgers and brisket. I love it. But I also realized that I was eating too much of it. And so I wanted to decrease my consumption of red meat, increase my consumption of plant-based foods because of the wonderful things that plant-based foods can do. And I got to tell you, Dave, I did this for 4 weeks. It's a 4-week program. And number one, I thought I was going to have meat withdrawal or meat cravings. Never happened. My sleep was better. My mood was better. All kinds of wonderful things happened to me, group, which is called Plant Power. So I want to encourage people who are listening, join this wonderful group. People in the group lost up to 12 pounds in 4 weeks. They lowered their blood pressure, their cholesterol levels. It's a really easy way to get great health benefits from eating better.
I know people do like dry Mondays. You're talking about meatless Mondays, so it's a good start to do something like that. So go meatless, incorporate more salads. You say shop the perimeter of your local grocery store.
Yeah, people say, well, how can I start? Because, you know, when people see the words plant-based or vegan or vegetarian, they start having this idea that all they're going to be eating is what I call rabbit food, right? Raw vegetables and fruits. And the truth of the matter is not. You can slowly get your way into being more plant-based. And once again, plant-based does not mean that you are fully vegan or vegetarian, though you could be. Plant-based means you're just eating more of a plant-based diet. And so things you can do, start with a meatless Monday, no meats on Mondays. Try to have a salad once a day. Try to take 2 or 3 days of the week and say you're only going to eat vegetables and fruits. So there's a way to slowly work into it. Instead of having chicken or fish as the main ingredient of your entree, use it as an accent. So put it, slice half of a 6 ounce and put it on your salad. So now it's an accent rather than the main. And those are the kinds of things you can do to slowly work your way into this plant-based lifestyle.
And I will say, I know vegetarians, I know vegan. I have a vegan in my life these days, and I've changed a little bit about my, you know, people think that, okay, vegan, vegetarian, they're just eating, right, rabbit food, raw vegetables or whatever it might be. But man, there's some really great dishes out there that I've discovered that have amazing flavor, and cauliflower steak and some of these other things. So, you know, I love eating, you know, I'm a steak guy, I'm a ribs guy, but it's nice to kind of try some new things. And that's what you're really doing with this diet.
Yeah, well, what I want to encourage people to do is to understand exactly what you just said, which is that there are plenty of great vegetable recipes that are phenomenal. In my book on page 214, the spicy Thai vegetable stir fry is one of my favorites. But people are accustomed to thinking that vegetables are cooked, they're boiled, and you throw these bland vegetables on a plate. Well, of course, if you don't cook them well and you don't season them well, they're not going to taste great. But I've learned that there's so many unbelievable recipes that you don't even miss meat. You don't even realize you're eating vegetables half the time, which is another reason why I encourage people to join our Facebook group, Plant Power, because we exchange recipes all the time. And Dave, I got to tell you, they are unbelievable.
You know, my friend's wife is a vegetarian, and she is probably the one of the best cooks in the world. And when she makes a dish, you know, and there's so many things that you substitute when you're a vegetarian too that I can't even tell, and it tastes fantastic. So you're right; it is all about the seasoning and how you prepare some of the stuff. In fact, talk a little bit about some of the recipes because you always have those in your books.
Yeah, I just think that recipes should be number one, tasty. Number two, they should always be affordable. And they should be simple. And so the recipes fit the whole bill. And by the way, these are recipes your entire family can enjoy. It's not just one of those things where only adults can enjoy and the kids are going to have something separate. My kids love these recipes. We cook these recipes. They're just easy and fun, and they're economical.
Yeah, do you have a favorite that you've put together so far?
Yeah, I think that the cauliflower, there's a cauliflower recipe that's unbelievable. There's a spicy Thai veggie stir fry on page 214, which is wonderful. But even for some of the meat recipes, like the citrus chicken is a great recipe. And so I just think, you know, I have one rule when it comes to putting recipes in my book. They have to taste really good. Otherwise, I don't think they should be in a book. So these are all test tasted and they're easy to make.
312-981-7200 if you got a question for Dr. Ian. What I've discovered also is the restaurants that have, you know, because if you want to go out to eat, you know, it's always hard when you're dieting and you're on some specific plan to go out to eat and limit what you, and it's, people think it's hard. I've done that, and I've done some of these things too. And if you ask, 9 times out of 10, they'll prepare something in the way you want. And I've noticed that the places that have the bigger vegan selections are usually steakhouses because they want to, yes. You know, because if you've got a couple people coming to dinner or many people and there's one person that's a vegan, like the first place you're not going to go is a steakhouse, but they've really been accommodating in that way.
Yeah, it's surprising because so many people now are going plant-based that restaurants have gotten hip to it. And so they're really trying to make accommodations for all the people that want to be plant-based. And I think that's wonderful. Sometimes I was in New York the other week, and I didn't want to have meat that night. And so I just ordered 3 vegetable sides and configured it as an entree. And I think that people should understand that you can always find a way to make it work at these restaurants, but even more importantly, doing it at home. I think that, you know, when you're in control of what you're cooking and how you're cooking, that can make a big difference. And I think finding great recipes, being able to shop together, and making it home is wonderful on all kinds of levels.
Well, and you talk about the fact that, you know, this isn't going, you know, all vegetables. It's just using, you know, just flipping it a little bit because you're finding good results out of this. So folks that when you're having high blood pressure and you're having trouble sleeping, sometimes, you know, some of your health issues that you're dealing with, it is what you eat.
Oh, 100%. I believe that good health always starts at the table. We have so many people in our group, for example, who have high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, heart disease, type 2 diabetes. And even in just a few weeks, so many of them have said that they've been able to lower their cholesterol levels, lower their blood pressure, that they're reducing their medications. And so people have to understand that plants are absolutely magical. It's nature's way of saying these are the best medications for you. And once again, Dave, I want to reiterate, this is not a program where you're only going to eat plants. This is a program that says 70% of what you eat will be plant-based, 30% will still be meat. You can still have some steak and a burger and seafood. So you're not going to miss it. And people find that that ratio is enough for them to do it forever because you feel so much better.
We're talking to Dr. Ian Smith. The new book is Plant Power, and there's more with him next on 720 WGN. All right, Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to Dr. Ian Smith. The new book is Plant Power, Flip Your Plate, Change Your Weight. So, Dr. Ian, you know, we talk about, you know, just in general to your diet, at making sure that you're having vegetables and fruits. You really want color in the foods that you put on your plate, don't you?
Color is so important. Color denotes two things typically. One, antioxidants. And antioxidants are those great disease fighters that are so important for us staving off disease. And the second thing is, when you talk about the green color in most vegetables and fruit, you're talking about fiber. And fiber is so good for our gastrointestinal system. In fact, most Americans do not consume enough fiber. So when you talk about how do you feel satiated or feel full without having a lot of calories, it's all about your fiber content. So yes, color your plate is a wonderful way to make sure that you're getting the best phyto plant nutrients that are out there.
There's also, when you put out a book, there's these group challenges that you do on Facebook, and you have people join, and you kind of walk this journey with them. What do you got going on now?
Well, I do that because, you know, losing weight or changing your nutritional habits, it's not easy. Let's just be honest.
Right.
It's not easy to lose weight. And so I always say to people, let's have some fun while we're doing it. So I form these Facebook groups, people from all around the world, mostly from the country, but sometimes there's some people from Paris, you know, around the world who do this. And they join the group. The group is called Plant Power. But the beauty is I'm in the group. I'm walking you through step by step. I do Zoom sessions for free. I do Facebook Live sessions. Right now we have a contest where we're giving away $1,000. And so we give away cards and gift cards and money, and we just have fun just to keep it light and enjoyable for people who are taking the arduous journey sometimes of trying to make these lifestyle changes.
The new book is Plant Power, Flip Your Plate, Change Your Weight, and you can pick up the book at Amazon or your local bookseller. And for more on Dr. Ian, he's all over social media, but you can also visit drIanSmith.com. I want to pivot really quick before I let you go. I saw a report this week on mental health in America and what corporations are doing to support those issues. And we know that the pandemic has affected mental health in the U.S., feelings of isolation and loneliness, anxiety, worldwide, yet only 32% of HR professionals say offering mental health sources such as employee assistance programs is even a high priority for their organization. And about 83% of U.S. workers suffer from work-related stress and other stress, and businesses can lose up to, you know, $300 billion, it says, yearly as a result of this stress. And I think these resources, having access to them, is critically important for any company. If you can't find it, you got to go after it yourself.
100%. I think that what the pandemic has done, it has unmasked a very ugly truth here in the country in our healthcare system, which is that the mental health infrastructure in the country is extremely, extremely compromised. It is not what it needs to be from an infrastructure standpoint. It's not what it needs to be from an understanding standpoint. A lot of kids, for example, one example, a lot of kids are undergoing mental health crises right now, and there aren't enough pediatric psychiatrists. We didn't know this. The general public didn't know that. But now parents are finding themselves, you know, months on a waiting list in order to go see a pediatric psychiatrist. Why? Because a lot of pediatric psychiatrists don't make a lot of money. Therefore, a lot of doctors aren't going into that specialty. And now we realize we don't have enough of these psychiatrists. So, yeah, I think that it's very important for us as a country to really acknowledge and keep talking about mental health so that it's not taboo. The issue has been that discussing mental health was always taboo. There should be no stigma. People suffer from depression. They suffer from loneliness and all different anxiety. These are things that we should talk openly about and not stigmatize people, but celebrate people that are willing to come and try to get help and then give them that help.
We talk about kids, adolescents, you know, spending at least 4 hours a day on screen time. I'm not even talking about school time doing that stuff. And, you know, looking at social media and so forth, it's really a challenge. I mean, from, you know, young age up, and us adults too, we can't just put this on the kids. We're on our screen too much too, but it brings developmental delays. It causes sleep deprivation, depression, lack of focus, obesity,
Dave,
right?
Dave, listen, Dave, you don't want to get into the issue of screen time with me because this is a big issue in my own house.
Yeah.
It is a constant battle in my house about monitoring screen time because the kids with their cell phones and with their computers, they are consistently connected to some kind of electronic device. And I believe, while yes, they do serve a purpose and they can help, but overuse of these things, I think, are going to have a deleterious effect on the development of our kids. This generation, I think, is at risk because they're not present. They're not in the moment. They don't do things in which they are connected. It's always, you know, connecting to a server, sending text messages on social media. Once again, I'm not saying these things aren't important and that you can't be involved in them, but to the level that kids are being involved in them, I think we need to really, all parents and schools need to have a better monitoring system.
Yeah, 3 to 4 days a week we actually do eat together, and everybody knows those phones go on a counter away from the table, and that is the time we are sitting, we are eating, we are talking. And it's hard. It's even for me, like when I hear something buzzing or dinging on my phone that's over on the counter, you immediately want to react to it, and I got to set the tone and the example, but there's time for that. And, you know, I like playing board games, and so do my kids, but then they got their phones by them and they get distracted. So we kind of like have to really shuffle those aside too. It's tough to do, no question. Dr. Ian Smith, again, the new book is plant-based and it's available now. For more on Dr. Ian, DrIanSmith.com. Always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll talk probably next month.
Dave, wonderful talking to you, and I look forward to people joining our group, Plant Power.
Thank you, and happy Easter to you, sir.
You too, happy Easter.
All right, take care. All right.